From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Alan Young. Recruitment is underway for the Sacramento County Grand Jury, an entity that investigates local government, public agencies, and community issues. This group of 19 residents uncovers hidden problems, holds local officials accountable, and fights to restore the public trust on behalf of vulnerable Californians and everyday people. Their investigations can lead to significant reform. Applications are now open for 19 jurors and 11 alternates, who will serve from July 2025 through the end of June 2026. To help us understand the fascinating work of Sacramento County's grand jury, we're joined by Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Stephen Gaverser, an advisor to the grand jury. And also here in the studio is grand jury foreperson Elizabeth Tenpass. Judge Gaverser, welcome back to Insight.
Thank you very much for inviting us here.
Elizabeth Tenpass, it's great to meet you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Judge, let's start with you. What is the primary mission of the Sacramento County Grand Jury, and why is it so important for the community?
Well, if you think about local governments, sunshine is the best way to be a disinfectant. So what the grand jury does, it promotes accountability and transparency by being an independent taxpayer's watchdog. It has authority to investigate and report on local government. It has very broad authority. And by local government, I mean city, county, school districts, penal institutions within our county, and over 100 special districts that are in Sacramento County.
Special districts, what are those?
Special districts are districts that are funded by the taxpayer. They can be water districts, sewer districts, fire districts. Elizabeth, other examples?
Parks and recreation.
Yes.
Cemeteries, flood control, animal control.
Animal control.
And as news media gets smaller, I imagine that a lot of these groups would otherwise be operating with little to no accountability.
That is a very good point because nowadays, our local journalism is not as funded as it used to be. So the grand jury has even more importance now to uncover mismanagement, nepotism, and waste of taxpayer dollars.
So what sets the grand jury work apart from other oversight or investigative bodies in California? We have California Department of Justice. There's a U.S. Department of Justice. There's state attorneys. What's that special niche of the grand jury?
Part of the special niche is that they do not have they're not a prosecuting body. They are an investigatory body, and they will write reports. And what is important is that by statute, the subject of that report must file a response. And we will publish the report and the response on our website so the public can see what the issues are, and then monitor and understand the responses and decide for themselves if those responses are persuasive or unpersuasive.
And what happens if that misconduct continues after the report?
The grand jury has authority to follow up on prior investigations and then publicize noncompliance with their recommendations.
And if there's an entity is found breaking the law, then other law enforcement will step in.
Exactly. Law enforcement will be aware of this. Sometimes the DA's office is interested and will pursue a prosecution, even a civil enforcement action, or other regulatory agencies as well.
Elizabeth, this is your second year serving on the grand jury.
That's right. It's a volunteer thing, and I liked it so much the first year, I signed up again.
Well, tell me about what your experiences have been so far.
Well, the reason I got into this was to learn a lot about how government works. There's a lot of people here in Sacramento that know about state government because they work in it. But local government has a tremendous impact on our daily lives, and I wanted to be able to give back and look into that. And it's also a great group of people that are very curious, very interested, very concerned about what they're doing. So it's a committed group of people, and it's great to be with them.
Do most of the jurors hail from investigative jobs, or are they, you might just find, kind of aficionados who have watched crime shows over the years and are very curious intellectual people that want to dive in?
I think it's just curious people, and it's not necessarily about crime. One lady last year said, it's all about potholes. I want to know about potholes. Every grand juror brings a different set of skills. And some, yes, they're investigative and they'd like to do research, and others are writers. I came from a financial background, so I was used to doing analysis on dollars. But it's just a great group of a bunch of different people that want to make a difference in their government.
Have they driven into potholes yet?
No, we haven't.
How does the grand jury determine which issues or complaints to pursue?
So there are complaints, and I'm sure Judge Gerverser will talk a little bit about how to submit complaints. We also can bring our own ideas. We look at the media. We look at our experience. And the first couple of months are really just brainstorming about what we want to investigate and doing some independent research and bringing it to the grand jury. And we have to vote on whether we proceed to an inquiry or an investigation. 12 of the 19 members of the grand jury have to approve that. So we have to make the argument in front of our own grand jury to say this is something we want to work on.
And building on that, Judge, how does the public bring up complaints or issues to investigate for the grand jury?
Well, that's a good question. We have a very user-friendly website, www.sacgrandjury.org. And you can go on that website. You can find reports that the grand jury has issued and the responses for the last, I think, 8 or 9 years. Also, you can use the website to file complaints. And that's very helpful to the grand jury because there may be some insiders that have inside information they want to share with the grand jury, and it gives the grand jury a head start in terms of investigating. So that's a big help.
So let's get into the investigations themselves. What findings or investigations have been most surprising or impactful from past grand jury investigations? Judge, let's start with you.
Let me just tell you about a couple. We had a local city government who failed to fill a vacancy on their city council, and that was a violation, an explicit violation of the election law. The grand jury saw that. They wrote a report, and it triggered a change. They immediately realized that they better follow the law, and they followed the law. So just pointing out violations of law, and seeing that the local agencies, they may have known it all along, but once it's publicized, they will act. Also, there are so many local districts that people don't really pay attention to, but they're using public funds. And not we, but the grand jury has investigated a number of water districts where they found nepotism. They found the failure to abide by water quality regulations. They've found financial mismanagement. And one in particular, the response was, we fired our lawyer, we have a new group, and we have a new management. So these reports really are a catalyst for change.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're speaking about the importance of the grand jury of Sacramento County with Superior Court Judge Stephen Gerverser and grand jury foreperson Elizabeth Tenpas. Elizabeth, you're coming on a year and a half now with the jury. What was a really just fascinating investigation that you took part in?
I can't talk about what we're investigating this year. Everything has to be confidential. So even the complainants, we never talk about who they are. We do talk about what they do or what they reported, but we can't reveal anything. And that way, people that come in can be assured that that there's not going to be any blowback. Last year, I was on a couple of committees. One of them was Health and Human Services, and that's the one that looked at the foster care for teens in the county. It was a small group of children that we felt our Health and Human Services areas were failing. I was also on the Special Districts Committee, and we looked at one of the water districts, a very small water district. And one thing I would like to make sure your audience understands is that many of these districts, they have elections for the board, but very few people actually vote. And they're taking care of things that are very important. You really want your water to be there. You want it to be safe. You want them to use your money in the right way. So voters need to pay attention.
And talk more about the investigation involving foster kids. How did you go about that investigation, and what did you find?
Well, we work through some research ahead of time, look at the media. We look at the department that's involved and look at their policies and procedures. We interviewed people from the Department of Children and Family and Adult Services. That's the county department that runs that. We visited some of the homes that the children were placed in. And we talked to some of the workers from those homes.
And ultimately, what did you find out?
We found out that the county, it was unusual for the county to actually be providing the care. And most counties would have it outsourced to some other organization, and that's what we recommended. And if you look at the Board of Supervisors, that's really the direction they're going. So they followed our recommendations.
So were the foster kids victimized in any way, or you know, left without services that they could otherwise get?
We didn't really look into that part of it. It's really a tough population. That's one thing we found. Imagine your own teenager at home, and you've got five of them that have some trauma in their lives, and they're acting out. It's a difficult population to deal with.
Judge, what kind of changes or reforms can result from the grand jury's investigations and recommendations?
Well, as I mentioned, it can be management changes. It can be policy changes. For example, when we found nepotism with a water district, they were they will make a change. So I think that's really the gist of it, is to change the management, to stop wasting taxpayer dollars, and to follow the law. And all those things happen once they get the report and realize that they're doing something wrong.
Elizabeth, what kind of skills or experiences can make someone a good candidate for serving on the grand jury?
I think curiosity is very important. The ability to write, to use computers, to research, to work as a team. We really have to do this together. Nobody's out there with an individual mandate to investigate anything. We work as a group. And then also being able to assess when you interview someone, how truthful are they being, how to get to the real heart of the story.
And just in our last 30 seconds, how does it feel to be part of this group that's helping to foster trust between the community and local government?
I think you've hit the nail on the head there. One of the jurors just basically said that this week. In a time when people are not trusting government very much, we really can help to foster more trust in our government because we're just citizens like everybody else.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming on. This has been enlightening.
Thank you.
Judge Gverser, thanks for coming back on Insight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Stephen M. Gverser serves as an advisor to the Sacramento County Grand Jury. Elizabeth Tenpass is a juror and foreperson for the Sacramento County Grand Jury. If you're interested in serving on the Sacramento County Grand Jury, applications are now open through the end of the month. The jury will consist of 19 jurors and 11 alternates, with the term running from July 1st, 2025 to June 30th, 2026. For more information or how to apply, visit sacgrandjury.org. Coming up next, we're going to talk to an expert from UC Davis about what the regime change in Syria means for its people, for the Middle East, and for our neighbors who came here from Syria. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Alan Young.